Now, just in case you hadn't heard it quite enough, today marks the final episode of the Oprah Winfrey Show. Oprah is bowing out after 25 years. She's a hugely influential character, not just here in the U.S., but also abroad. Her show has aired in about 150 countries and has been the model for scores of local talk shows, even in places where there's less of an appetite for Oprah-style couch confessions. Here's the world's Alex Galifant.
If you're in the business of chat, you can't avoid Oprah.
I don't think that there is a talk show host in the world now who hasn't studied Oprah and thought, I'm going to be the next Oprah.
Ellis Cashmore is the author of the book Celebrity Culture.
Every talk show host has some semblance of Oprah. You know, her fingerprints are everywhere, let's put it that way.
Everywhere includes the Kenyan capital, Nairobi.
Of course. I mean, it's a given, really. Given that we do a talk show that goes out across the continent, there's much to be learned. So, yes, we do watch. We do watch.
Meet the host of The Patricia Show, Patricia Amira.
For 15 years now, a woman in Kenya has dedicated her life to the rescue of young girls who are forced into early marriage.
In just a few years, her chat show went from a local pilot to a pan-African success story.
That was it. All of a sudden, instead of just Kenya, we had the whole of Africa. And it was like, ah! You know.
Let's start off with this. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I come from a family of eight. And my elder sister was given away for marriage. And
at what age was that?
16.
Yeah. Amira readily agrees that she and her team picked things up from watching Oprah's production. The set, the lighting, that kind of thing. But The Patricia Show doesn't just copy Oprah. It couldn't really, even if it wanted to. For one thing, Amira's guests tend to be more reticent than American ones.
People aren't very comfortable speaking about themselves. That is something that is growing. But people don't talk. People don't engage. How else is the African continent supposed to grow if we're not sharing our stories?
That reticence to reveal personal stories, often uncomfortable stories, was felt in other places too, in other parts of the world where the Oprah Winfrey Show was broadcast. Jane Shattuck is the author of a book on talk shows and women. She remembers studying for her doctorate in West Germany back in the 1980s. She encountered contradictions.
My housemates are incredibly open sexually within the house, but to be open to a stranger or to have that kind of discursive quality was quite radical, and they would just laugh about Oprah. You know, certainly they thought the idea of going to a therapist and being disclosive was a very American thing.
Indeed, full disclosure, principally to yourself, is at the heart of Oprah's recipe for personal growth. Again, Ellis Cashmore.
And that's get to grips with yourself, get to know who you really are, and then society will work its own problems out. Whereas her critics say, that's actually not true. You know, there are a lot of people who have located the source of their problems, and it actually doesn't lie within them. It lies in the society that surrounds them.
Still, when she returned from Germany to teach in the U.S., Jane Shattuck saw firsthand how seductive the Oprah philosophy was.
I started getting students in the 90s coming, graduate students here, coming from Greece, Israel, who wanted to produce Oprah-style talk shows for their various countries. And it just said, we won't be as open as you people, would be the rejoinder, but we still think this is important, and it would be women.
Oprah Winfrey arguably helped normalize and spread the idea that everyday people, women in particular, are individually valuable. Thoughts like that take root everywhere. But Patricia Amira in Nairobi says not everything translates. Over the years, the Oprah Winfrey Show has been described not just as a kind of therapy for viewers, but as a kind of church even. Winfrey has long preached a message of inclusive, personally transformative spirituality, even as she's avoided talking about specific religions. But that tone wouldn't work on The Patricia Show, says its host.
We kind of expect that from America, and we accept it from America. But it's not necessarily the way we live our lives. For me, it'd be very much, look at this story, this is really inspirational, there's something to be learned. If you want to help, yeah, you can. But it's about to that level. It's not, you know, we haven't gotten to a place of 25 years later, you know, and being comfortable in that zone yet, no.
The Oprah Winfrey Show was comfortable in that zone. And so was its global audience, which for 25 years witnessed an African-American and a woman working and succeeding on her own terms. For The World, I'm Alex Galifant.
You can watch part of an episode of The Patricia Show out of Kenya at theworld.org.